95.7 The Hog, Daytona's Rock Station. It's the Morning Hog. I am Riggs. That is Josh from SR Parats World Headquarters. What's up, buddy? How you doing, man?
Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning.
How's it going?
Good morning to you. You and I, we got to hold this fort down today. Just two of us, all right?
Darn.
Welcome, by the way, welcome to February. And right, oh darn, because we have to enjoy four tasty brews. I don't think I've had any. Maybe I've had one of these. So I'm. This is going to be a new. It's a new frontier for me in the beer world, and four very different looking flavors. Where do we start here to our first brew review of February?
Well, like you said, you're not going to recognize most of these today. Maybe one of them because it's an old classic that just kind of comes around when it will.
Beautiful.
But we are going to start off with Sam Adams, a Wicked Hazy New England IPA.
Oh, yes. You and I had lunch recently, and I think I told you I had jumped in on this because I saw it sitting in my Publix, and I was like, I got to buy that right away.
Absolutely. You know how I typically like to use or start well with some lower ABV stuff and then go higher?
Yeah.
We're going to do the same thing today. And this is starting off at 6.8%. So everything.
Woo!
Yeah.
All right. Down with that.
Yeah, so you'll be lucky to walk out of there today.
Yeah, that's okay. I got a chair with rollers on the bottom. I can just roll myself out. Now, you look at this. I'm trying to see the other side of the room through this cup that I just poured. I can't see. That is hazy. That is full tilt.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Now, was this a formula that Sam's been tinkering with for a while? Something completely fresh or what?
Actually, so this product has existed before in the past. It was Sam Adams New England IPA. So they're kind of more of a rebrand. There may have been some tweaks to it, but overall, this is the same product.
Okay.
With new, really cool new packaging. They're really starting to lean into that Wicked line. Being from New England, they got the you know, your cousin from New England and
right.
stuff like that.
Right.
So with Wicked Hazy, you'll also see out in the market here shortly, you'll see some Wicked Easy, which we'll bring in a few weeks once it hits the docks. But just kind of really leaning into that heritage and what's popular right now, which is a good move. But like I said, 6.8% alcohol, a hazy IPA. Like you said, you can't even see through the product itself. So
this is
well done.
I've never worn Victoria. I don't want to give a plug here, but I've never worn Victoria's Secret Second Skin Satin. But I would assume that this is the beer equivalent of that. This is so smooth and silky and flavorful. Boom! How do you think? What do you think about that comparison?
I have worn it, so I'll tell you you're correct.
That perfect. This is what I'm talking about. Now I understand that there's still they sneak peek some of the. Some of the Super Bowl commercials. So for this weekend, you might be seeing your cousin from Boston in a Sam commercial. I heard. I don't know. We'll have to wait for the Super
Bowl. That's very possible. I'm sure you'll be seeing some Truly and some Sam Adams for sure.
Well, this is definitely a beer that you should have on the ready for Super Bowl weekend. It'll get you through the game. And listen, whether the game's entertaining or not, you'll be entertained by the beer. That's the most important part.
I don't see how the game won't be entertaining.
Me neither. We do have to make a prediction at the end of this, too. So get ready, Josh. We'll get to that coming up.
Oh, I have it.
Do you? You started locked in. I thought I was putting pressure on you. You're like, no, I got this already. Now, I love that flavor. I love that beer. I have a feeling I'm going to love this beer, too. What are we getting into?
All right. So we're going from one hazy IPA to another.
Okay.
Hazy IPAs are definitely kind of the end thing right now. And so Dogfish is on board. I mean, they've been doing stuff like this forever, but this is one of their what you consider a core product. So you'll see this year round. It is brand new. So keep your eye out. Should see it in some Publixes, Total Wine, ABCs, and the like. Like I said, we're moving up in ABV, so we're moving up to 7.1 on this one.
Okay. Hazy O.
Can you guess what the O stands for?
I'm going to think, oh my God, I need more of this already because I got a little sip of it. It's fantastic. I sipped off the top of the can there. What is it? What does it stand for?
Stands for oats. So hazy oats.
Really?
Well,
let me taste it again.
Then. They're using four different types of oats in this to kind of create that hazy profile and a little bit of a thicker mouthfeel.
Yeah.
You know, a little bit softer. Dogfish always nailed it, so I don't think I've ever had a bad product from
them. A very different flavor of hazy, but boy, that's really good. And that is
so. That's exactly what I was about to say. Was whatever hops are using are completely different from each other in here. So you're getting a lot more of the bitterness and hop flavor from your Dogfish right up front. Dogfish is known for that in their wheelhouse. So definitely going with that same profile that they're known for, and it's just freaking awesome.
That's really good. And Dogfish doesn't need. They have enough off the beaten path kind of flavors in their.
off-centered, man. Come
right?
on.
They do. They have that already. They don't need to be branching out anymore, and here they are branching out again. I like it. I love this branch. I'm going to sit on this thing for a minute. This is so how new is this? Is this available now, or is this coming soon?
This is available now. However, it is a little bit more limited just because it's so new. So definitely check out the website. I'll let you say your guy's famous line, rather.
Oh, yeah. You can go to srperot.com/beerfinder and track it down at any time. It's right there at your fingertips for the internet. You're going to be using that for your Super Bowl gambling and stuff anyway. You might as well stop by srperot.com, you know, /beerfinder.
Agreed.
Wow. Okay. A good hazy start, but I can see clear, Josh. Get it? To the other side, we got two more flavors coming up. It's Morning Hog Happy Hour. That is Josh, S.R. Perot. I am Riggs, the Morning Hog, on 95.7 The Hog.